thanks for waking up with WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Yes, he's fabulous. Yes, he's Rob Center. We always appreciate his help and hard work. The reason you can go to the podcast page immediately after this interview and download it is because of Rob Center. Now, the interview on the news line with us now, Donna Shucks on the line, Associate Vice President and Chief Development Officer at Evangelical Community Hospital. That's a big title, but what it means is she is really working hard and is integral to make sure that generous people find out about the hospital and can share. Good morning, Donna. Thanks for calling in today.
Good morning, Mark. Thank you so much for having me on this morning.
I really do appreciate it. I know you do a fabulous job of there making sure that people that know that giving is fun have a channel. I think it was Charlie Degenstein, that quote is attributed, that giving is fun. Well, before we get into a lot of specifics and details, elaborate on that, this idea that when generous people give, it's kind of a great thing all around.
Well, it is, and I know that our donors really enjoy giving to the hospital because they enjoy supporting what the hospital does for the community, and there is a lot of good feeling in philanthropy and giving to support other people and seeing that what you do makes an impact and can actually change lives. So that's, I think, what makes giving fun for our donors. And we also try to find fun ways for them to do that. So that's one of the activities that we have going on right now is our Cook and Men online challenge.
Well, tell us about Cook and Men. Let's go into that. We are painting the valley pink, which means we're calling attention to some of the specific fundraisers for breast cancer research and paying for mammograms in particular at the Thyrium Humphrey Center for Breast Health. Cook and Men, we think of as a mass gathering with fantastic food and a lot of fundraising and great opportunity to have a blast. Tell us about the virtual Cook and Men.
Oh, gosh. Mark, for the past 9 years, we've been able to host this event in person, and over the past several years, it drew attendance of about 500 individuals. And so this year, in our 10th year, we just knew that this is an important event in supporting the Center for Breast Health, and that even though we could not gather in person, we wanted to find a way to still support the center. So we came up with the plan of having an online chef challenge, and that actually got underway on Monday. We have 10 chefs that are competing, and you can find out more about this at evanhospital.com/cookandmen. You can see each chef, you can see what their recipes are, and you can actually donate to support a chef. The chef that has the most donations will, as always in previous years, be named top chef. And in addition to that, you know, we wanted to keep food involved in this event. So each chef, whoever is their top donor, will win their recipe, their dish, and it will be prepared especially for them and then delivered to them at an agreed upon time and place with the donor and the chef.
Well, and this is a great opportunity, and I have a feeling it's going to be a blast. I looked at the website to make sure everything's up and running, and it just looks fabulous. So if folks want to check this out, participate, donate, explain how to do that.
Sure. They just go to the website, www.evanhospital.com/cookin, there's no G, cookinmen.com, and cookinmen, and then you'll be taken to the main page. And from there, you can see the chefs that are participating. You can click to make a general donation to the Center for Breast Health, or you can actually visit each chef's separate page and see what it is they're making, why they are participating, and then there's a way to support that specific chef. We got started on Monday morning, and our chefs are doing just such a great job. They've already raised over $4,000 for the cause. You know, all the proceeds will go to support our screening mammography programs and diagnostic testing as well for under and uninsured women.
So this is really going to help out to a lot of people. And really, a lot of this assistance is already being provided to women, and this is going to help backfill some of those funds to make sure that the hospital still has money to grow and continue to enhance the future. Let's get an overview of some of the opportunities that folks have, that generous folks have to help the hospital. One of the things I've always noticed about this region is that there are generous folks around here. You just kind of have to let them know about the potential possibilities to donate and to fund and to use estates and so on to help out. So let's talk about some of the specific and other funds and ways to help Evangelical Community Hospital.
Well, absolutely. And I'd like to start with sponsorships, and I would certainly like to give a big shout out of thanks to Wise Markets, who is our executive chef sponsor of the Cook and Men Online Chef Challenge. And as well, we have other sponsors of this event, and we're grateful to them. Sponsorships are very important, and we have a really wonderful business community that supports the hospital through many of our events and sponsorships like this one. In addition, right now we're in the Enhancing the Evangelical Experience campaign. It is a comprehensive campaign, and it's helping us support programs like the Thyram Humphreys Center for Breast Health, as well as many others like our Community Health and Wellness, our Mobile Medical Unit, just to name a couple others. And as well, it's helping us with our expansion project, which is the Patient Room Improvement, Modernization, and Enhancement Project, which we refer to as PRIME. This is an expansion of the hospital to provide 88 private patient rooms. So it is a bed replacement project. And we just completed the first phase, and that opened just about 2 weeks ago. And we're now in the second phase of this project, which will provide a brand new intensive care unit.
Yeah,
there's so many ways that people can get involved in supporting the hospital.
Just a crazy online tour. I thought you'd get sort of a walkthrough tour when I went on the virtual tour, but it is really spectacular and is super well produced. So it's very interesting to see that as it relates to the Prime expansion. Well, one of the things you mentioned is that you have the mobile unit. You mentioned some of the other great programs there and some of the ways that you help people. I think there may be sort of a common thought that, well, if you go to the hospital, you get a Band-Aid and you leave there and they bill your insurance and the hospital gets reimbursed for the cost of that Band-Aid and then everybody's happy. But explain how that's not how nonprofit hospitals and independent hospitals like Evan works. People, the community needs to support the hospital. Insurance backfills some of the money, but the community supports the hospital.
Well, absolutely. Thank you for bringing that up, Mark, because Evangelical is an independent community hospital, and we have always been so closely tied with the community, and the community has really been the reason that we've been able to grow and succeed the way that we have. And, you know, maintaining that strong community support and continuing with the charitable support that we have from the community is really going to help us into the future. And it's so true. Often hospitals do not receive full reimbursement for the services that they provide, and in addition to that, we frequently provide charity care to patients that can't afford that. That is a part of our mission, to provide exceptional care accessible to anyone in our area. So it is important that we continue to have strong support from the community.
Why is it important to support the Thyram Humphreys Center for Breast Health?
Well, one of their major programs that they provide to the community is the screening and diagnostic testing for women who are under or uninsured. And what we don't want to see is women foregoing having a screening mammography or any testing that they might need at an early time for early detection, just because they're fearful that they can't afford the test. So it's very important, these funds from the Cook and Men event, as well as from other donors, help us support this program. And that means that anyone that really needs a screening mammography can be in touch with the center and schedule to have that take place, so that they can be assured that they're not missing an early detection.
What are the various ways to support the Evangelical Community Hospital? You mentioned Cook and Men, so that's an online opportunity this year, virtual. What are the other many ways to support EVAN?
Sure. All the time, anyone could go to our website and click on the donate button or supportevanhospital.com, and you can make a donation right there on our website. You could also reach out to our development office, which is 570-522-2685, and you could speak to any one of our staff to talk more about any of the needs of the hospital or anything that someone might be specifically interested in supporting. There are so many facets to the hospital and so many things that we're able to do and provide for the community that we have many donors that like to get involved in one particular aspect of our program. So we're glad to speak with anyone about that.
Well, let's end where we began, this idea that giving is fun. Folks get a good feeling from helping out, however it happens to be, and we know that giving is good for you. We see more research now that generosity is very good for your health in many ways. So let's wrap up with an opportunity for you to talk about. You want everybody to be well and feel good by supporting Evangelical Hospital.
Well, absolutely. And once again, you're so right, Mark. There is so much research about gratitude and what that brings to your own personal health and well-being. And we are so grateful to all of our donors for what they do to support the hospital. And I would welcome a call from anyone who would like to discuss how they can do that.
Yeah, please, the different ways to support, to get a hold of you and to get information, phone numbers, website, et cetera.
Well, the way they can reach me is at 570-522-2685, and the website is www.evanhospital.com, and they can read about any of our programs there or actually follow the path to support the hospital.
All right, fabulous. Thank you so much, Donna. Thanks for all you're doing, first of all, but thanks for your help and your conversation this morning. Always great to check in and find out about the good work at Evangelical Hospital. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Mark. I appreciate the time.
Appreciate that. That is Donna Shuck, Associate Vice President and Chief Development Officer at Evangelical Community Hospital, evanhospital.com, the website. And from there, you can click. There's a number of ways to go off and continue the support, including the Enhancing the Evangelical Experience opportunity, supporting the PRIME program, supporting the Paint the Valley Pink initiative, and supporting the Thyram Humphrey Center for Breast Health. That's at evanhospital.com. You can also call 570-522-2685 and talk to Donna in person.